generally speaking, I would be inspired just by the landscape of Donegal here, by the history.
Welcome to Soundscapes with me, Stephen McCauley. And on the show tonight, music from Moses Boyd, from Connor Walsh, from Elmwood, from Raoul Vigny, from Lorenzo Masato, and Winter Aid. We start with this. After Donald Trump's news conference last night, when the mics were off, he dismissed reports that the Invader Band album had landed on Earth as fake news. Well, I can tell you that it's not fake at all. It has landed. The Invader Band album is on Earth, and every single Earthling should have a copy of it. It's a fantastic record, and that is the opening track. It's called Ship of Nothing. And if you want to get yourself a copy, you can get it in Cool Discs. You can order through their Bandcamp, or you can go along to the album launch show, which is going to be in Bennigan's on the 27th of January, with support from the Gatefolds and the Barbiturates, and that is going to be one hell of a night. That's Ship of Nothing, the opening track on the new Invader Band album. Fantastic record. Time now for this week's Soundscape, and I had the great pleasure of spending a few hours in the company of the potter and ceramicist Brian McGee last week at his studio just outside St. Johnstone in County Donegal. Brian makes everything from repeat order tableware to remarkably beautiful pieces of ceramic art. I called in to see him, and he explained the process.
I always thought I was going to be a fine artist, but as soon as I touched the clay, it was like love at first sight. I just fell in love with it. It's such a lovely material and so tactile and everything. And from that moment on, I just knew. Well, clay comes in. We usually buy the clay and already mixed up. And we put it through a machine called a pog mill, along with recycled clay. So we're mixing it 50-50 with clay that we've already used. Because any leftovers, any offcuts or anything like that can all be recycled. One of the nice things. Right? Mixed up in the pog mill first, and then I actually hand knead each little bit of clay to make the pieces that I actually throw on the wheel. Throw pots on the wheel, leave them to dry a day or two. You can add handles if they need them or whatever. And then they're fired for the first firing. There's two firings. The first firing is called a biscuit firing. That makes them hard enough then for me to be able to glaze them. We then glaze them in the various glazes that we use, all of which I make up myself from the various chemicals involved. And then we fire them a second time in the gas kiln to a higher temperature, usually just under 1,300 degrees. And then they're finished.
Well, what we're going to do some glazing now. So I have this ash and glaze here, and that mix up. This glaze uses wood ash, which is from
my wee wood stove, which you see down there at the bottom of the studio. Good ash has got all the ingredients, it's got a lovely greeny brown glaze. Well, it's a job, but it's more than a job, it's a kind of a calling. It's what I do. It's just what I do. I'm a potter, you know. And I love the idea of passing on the skills I have, because these are skills that throughout history have been passed down from father to son and from mother to daughter. That's the way this gets done. You can read books, sure, but you never really will learn it from a book. It has to be learned from someone else. It's the fire, earth, air and water, all of those things mixed together in different stages of making, you know. I'm always aware of that, you know. Looking into that kiln, you can see stone melting, which is what's going on in the centre of the earth and what comes up out of volcanoes and things. So we really are playing with very elemental formations that have actually produced the earth that we're walking on, the planet we're walking on. Great line in The Island Man. It's a book, what's the name of it? I can't remember the author, but he was an Irish speaker who lived down in the Blasket Islands. And they live a very spontaneous life and they respond to everything that's going on. At one stage, there's a man tells him to leave the corn because it's a far better thing to be doing. He should be hunting the seals down at the beach. And he says, this is a day of our lives. It's a bit like, you know, seize the day. This is a day of our lives.
You're very welcome to the programme, and it's a special one tonight. Inspired by the recent 90s series on BBC Radio 6 Music, we've pressed pause on the relentless hunt for new music and instead have delved and dug into the past to explore 90s Derry here on Electric Mainline tonight. We started in 1990 with That Petrol Emotion, but we'll journey through the 90s, not necessarily chronologically, but we've got some stunning tracks from Stoom, Cuckoo, Clearshot, DJ Vu and The Deadly Engines, to name but a few. Now, I should stress that this is just a snapshot of 90s Derry. Other great bands were around during that decade, but we have 57 minutes to play with, so feel free to get in touch with your own favourite 90s Derry band or song. You can text in on 81771. Just put the word foil at the start of your message. You can email on stephen.macaulay@bbc.co.uk and you can tweet at Stephen Mainline. Let's make haste on our journey. I can't remember the year, but it was around about 91, 92, as far as I remember, and I went to a battle of the bands in the Rialto. The Carolines weren't competing that night, but they were headlining the event. The band was made up of Undertones' Billy Doherty and Paul McLoone, alongside Aidan Breslin and Damien Duffy. This single was recorded in July 1990 at Lansdowne Studios in Dublin. It's called Bridesmaids, Never Brides.
Thank you.
I absolutely have the best job on earth. Live in Centre Studio here at BBC Radio Foyle. That was Saint's Sister, and I'm delighted to say that I'm joined now by Gemma Doherty and Morgan McIntyre. Saint's Sister, you're very welcome to Electric Mainline.
Thanks so much.
Thank
for
you
having
so
us.
Much.
So tell us about that song that you just played for us. That's my favourite on the first EP. I adore that one, Castles. Tell us about that song.
Well, I guess all the songs in the EP touch on loneliness to some degree, and particularly that one. It's not, we laugh about this one because it mentions like different family members, and we each have like matching families, mum, dad, sister, and they both, each family is like, oh, it's not about us, it's not about us. But no, it's not about either of families who are both very supportive. It's just, I guess we were trying to tap into that really common kind of family idea, and it's definitely not a new idea, but something that we wanted to explore, and loneliness within very close relationships and how that can manifest.
Ryan Vail, live for Electric Mainline at Keltronic. And Ryan, earlier on when I was talking to Ailby was talking about the fact that Keltronic, we'll get you on your own, Michael. Keltronic has been an educational thing for a lot of people, but it has also been a place where a lot of friendships have been made, a lot of collaborations have begun. I know you through Keltronic.
Yeah.
We met in Keltronic, was maybe 8 or 9 years ago, possibly?
Yeah. Well, I think the first show that I done with you was, what was this show?
Yeah.
This is where I kind of, you know, broke through, but this was in like Sandino's, and it was actually 5 years ago. And I kind of, you know, started my whole kind of career in playing live, like, so yeah.
How important has Keltronic been to your life as a musician?
Well, massively, because now I am a full-time musician, and that's what I do for a living. So, you know, I gig and I tour and play and sell records. So without that kind of experience and kind of, you know, step, you know, into that world, you know, it would never have happened.
But right now, it is my great honour to premiere a brand new track from Ro. Now, Ro is the moniker of Irish artist Roisin Donald, and she made quite an impact with her debut EP. It's seen her make her way to Radio 6 Music, Tom Robinson. She's opened for Ports at their album launch. I was at that gig and she was fantastic. And she's recorded a track which is going to be synced up with a BBC documentary due for broadcast next year. But also, she's going to be releasing another EP next year. It's going to be in the springtime. It's going to be called You Call It Art. And this is the first track that we're going to hear from that EP. It's a brilliant song. And I'm just going to read something from her press release, which is pretty cool as well. She says, in a lot of ways, the EP is reflective of my relationship with my acoustic guitar. I used to love it, but the relationship grew stale, and I just saw her with everyone. I started dating this beautiful surf green electric guitar, and things were going great until I met my first synthesizer. And now I don't know where my head's at. Brilliant. Anyway, this is a great song, and it's a great heartbreak song as well. This is Ro and her brand new single. It's called Fake Your Death.
You wanna fake your death? So give me all the life that you've got, and I will take you down far away from. You put the gun in my hand. There's no two-time room for you if this is what you want.
It's book week on Radio Ulster and BBC Radio Foyle this week. So this week's soundscape is inspired by a book which has captured my imagination recently. Messages from the Sea has been compiled by Paul Brown, and it's a collection of messages found in bottles around the turn of the last century. Some of them are washed up in shores. At least one was found in the belly of a shark. Some of them are confessions, some are hoaxes, but mostly the messages are of desperation from the open oceans. Inspired by Messages from the Sea, myself and Jason Martin headed for the coast on Sunday to record this week's soundscape.
Okay.
is about to go down. I am running her for the Isle of Man, but a harbour I will never see. My men are all reconciled to their heavenly father's will.
Inspired by the book Messages from the Sea, the only way to finish the programme tonight is for me to put a message in a bottle and cast that bottle into the sea. So I've come all the way to Shrove Beach in North Donegal. It's twilight. As you can hear, the waves are crashing all around me. And I'm going to send a message. And these days when we send messages, it's primarily electronically. So I've recorded a piece of audio. I've put it onto a USB pen. And I'm going to put it into this bottle. And I'm going to cast it into the sea. From me, Stephen McCauley. Bye for now.